Hi, I'm Lisa Tallagher of Virtual PA, and I work from home as a virtual assistant. I'm based in Melbourne, Australia, and you can find me on the internet at either www.virtualpa.com.au or www.virtualpabusiness.com. Today I'm going to be talking to Kathy Thomas about her virtual assistant trainer program. Kathy has been a successful virtual assistant for more than 13 years now, and she pioneered the virtual assistant industry in Australia. She founded a virtual assistant network called A. Clayton Secretary in 1994 with members in 16 different countries all around the world. So for our listeners who might be thinking about doing a VA training course, welcome to the call, Kathy. Can I start by asking, what experience does someone need to take part in your training program?
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm delighted to participate. With respect to my virtual assistant training course, they do need to have some prior experience as far as being a PA in the corporate world or good computer experience. I cannot give them software training during the course. They need to already know how to type. They need to know how to use their computer. They need to have good knowledge of their computer keyboard, good operating knowledge of a word processing package like Word or WordPerfect or similar. So they need to have some background experience already in those areas. Providing they've got that, then I can help them with a virtual assistant training course. If they haven't, then I suggest they go to a college and learn how to type and use those programs, perhaps go out and do some temping for a while and get some experience behind them.
Mm-hmm. So you'd say it's not suitable for people who have no corporate experience and who are quite rusty on the computer?
Pretty much. They will find themselves trying to compete with others out there who have got good computer skills and already have knowledge with how to deal with clients. And if they, you know, if their typing is really, really rusty, they just find that they will find a lot of difficulty in being able to try and to cope. Even if word processing isn't the service, their primary service that they're providing, the fact is that nearly everything they're going to be doing on a computer as a virtual assistant will require some form of typing skill.
Right, absolutely. So what are the main topics that are covered in your course?
Okay, well, over the 10 weeks, we cover a number of different things. So we start off with a background and history of the virtual assistant industry, just so that they're on the same foundational footing as everybody else, to have, you know, a general understanding of the industry. And then we look at setting up their business. So we look at setting up their office, their equipment, the furniture, the software that they're using, even registering their business, all that type of thing. Then we move on to looking at establishing a virtual presence fairly early into the course, so that's week three. And I give them some simple ideas about how they can get a website up quickly, even if they're not, even if they have no knowledge of web programming and HTML at all. That doesn't matter. I can still show them quick, simple ways of being able to get a web presence of their own. And then we look at what's inside their office, and then we start looking at things like working on their business. And particularly if they've got young children at home, how to fit that in and around their family. Planning their day, which is very, very important because time management is an important skill that VAs need to be able to develop if they don't already have that skill. And then looking at belonging to the VA community. While I guess, in effect, virtual assistants are in competition with each other, we actually are an industry that work alongside one another, and frequently VAs will outsource to other VAs. And we all learn from one another amongst the various networks that are operating out there. So we talk about, through the course, how to belong to the VA community and the different networks that are out there. Then we look at things like outsourcing and engaging help as their businesses grow and develop. And you may specialise, for example, in doing transcription work in the legal industry, but if you don't have experience in the medical industry and you get requests for work in that area, then you might be able to develop working relationships with other VAs who work in that particular area. Then we look at things like web technology, and then we move on to professionalism and ethics and where they can move on to from there, and if they'd like to develop a niche target market that they're going to work for.
And those topics, for example, registering your business, those procedures would be different specifically to where the VA is located, but your course is suitable for anyone around the world to take part in.
Yes, that's exactly right. I actually mention things for Australia, the UK and US in the course, mm-hmm. but I also encourage people that if they're in another country to actually start exploring what's available in their country, and I give them ideas on how to find out that information. I've currently got a lady in Ireland who's doing the course, and she's also documenting how things might be a bit different in Ireland as well, so that she can feed that back to me so that I can add that into the course.
Oh, right. Great. So your students, they're based in, what are the main countries that they're based in at the moment?
Currently Australia, UK, US, Canada and Ireland.
And how long did you say the course was for again, Kathy?
A 10-week period. So what happens is when they sign up, from day one they'll get a welcome message and an outline of what's going to take place. From the second day they will get their very first session, and then they will receive it on a weekly basis for up to a period of 10 weeks. So it's actually a course that's delivered entirely online, and there is homework for at the end of each week. But they don't have to get that homework completed before the second lesson and the third lesson arrives. Mm. However, they won't get any certification or, like, I send them a certificate of completion once they've completed the course after I've received all their homework. I actually do go through it and mark it and make comments and everything like that and send it back to them along with a printed copy of the course and a certificate of completion.
Oh, I see. So they can basically work at their own pace, but they won't get the final certificate until they've completed everything.
That's right.
Oh, that's a great way of fitting it in around a full-time or part-time job, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm. And I'm just looking at your website about the course, and it says that you'll be given access to books, software programs, hardware items and other things that will help in running your VA business. Can you give me some examples of those?
Yes, certainly. They're given an address that's actually inside the website that's not on the menu item or anything there, and it gives them a list of books and resources that I've come across that have helped me a great deal in my own business, so it gives them an idea about those particular books. I also have a direct link back to my own bookshop, which is available on my main VA website as well, so that they can have a look at some of the books there that have been written for the VA industry. Then I've got a list of different websites of interest, and really all it is a shortcut on things that will help them for their business. I'm sure they'd find a lot of these by doing the research themselves, but I've provided a listing of all of these things available to them in one place. Just things like the meeting planner in timeanddate.com, so that if they're dealing with a client or a number of other people overseas, they can actually use the meeting planner to help them work out the time differences and suitable times. Then there's a list of different software programs that they can actually download for free. Things like perhaps eScribe, which can be used for doing digital transcription work through nch.com.au. Stack counters, free find, domain registrations, web hosting services. And then I've got a list of follow-on courses that they can actually look at taking if they want to develop in a niche area. For example, they might want to do medical transcription, so they need to do a medical terminology course. So I've got something like that available through partnership programs that I've set up. Also a resume writing course. I've got one that's going to be coming on board soon for copywriting as well. I met a lady last week at a networking event that actually runs a copywriting course. So we're talking about developing a partnership in that area so that I can offer that as a follow-on course for any of the students of my course. And, of course, if they do that, they're actually getting those courses at a discounted price because they have already gone through VA Trainer.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that those kind of resources just saves people so much time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because I've already come across them or people contact me and I know about them, it's a great way of being able to bring all that information together and then to give my students an opportunity to go through all of these and look at them instead of having to go back out there and start researching, trying to find all these things that they've heard mm-hmm. about them from different places. They can find them all in one place.
That's right. And they know that because you've had experience and you're recommending them that they're going to be good resources.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you said that they're actual online sessions via Skype, which is an internet telephone service. How big are your classes generally?
Well, what happens is not all of the students participate in the classes, so sometimes I might only have one or two come online, and then other times I might have up to about five come online. We used to have an online classroom instead that we used through a seminar company, but they changed their system, so we weren't able to use that anymore. So I've swapped to Skype at the moment, simply because the numbers that were turning up for the online sessions are small. I'm currently researching different online seminar rooms so that I can rent something permanently in the new year, because I've got some plans for different things I'm going to be doing in the new year for my own virtual assistant team. So I want to make sure I've got access to an online seminar room that will actually accept more than five people at any given time. I believe Skype actually has a limit for the number of people that can be on the same call.
Oh, right. Okay. But it sounds like that everyone gets plenty of individual attention, because the classes aren't very big at all, are they, at the moment?
Well, that's right. I mean, I'll have more than that number of people doing the course at any one time, but not all of them feel that they need to have that interactivity or connection, or some of them may choose to email me instead because the times of the sessions may not suit them. So they might email me with a list of questions, you know, they've been doing week three and they've looked at this and they've looked at that, and can I get some help in this area, or what do you mean by this? So that's generally what we discuss in the online sessions anyway, when we're chatting one-on-one or one-to-five or whatever. So if they're not able to participate, they can certainly shoot me an email. They'll still get that same kind of attention.
Okay. So in terms of cost, I've seen training courses around the internet that run to maybe even over a couple of thousands of dollars. Could you give us an idea of how much it would cost to join your training program, and if you have any special payment arrangements for people who want to pay in installments, things like that?
Yes, certainly. The price is normally $675 Australian dollars, that is. With the American market being fluctuating a fair bit at the moment, I think that's around about the 550 US range, somewhere around there. Actually, it might be closer to the $600 mark at the moment, because Australian dollar is not much under the US dollar. But I do have a special right up until the end of the year, where if anybody wanted to do this course and signed up for it before the 31st of December, they could actually sign up for it for $595 Australian. And they also get 1 year's free web hosting, and they also get to join the Clayton Secretary Virtual Assistant Network as well in there, providing they meet the criteria for the Virtual Assistant Network. So all that information is available on the website. They can pay by credit card, they can pay, and they can do that online or by faxing me. The details are on the website, which is at vatrainer.com, and VA standing for Virtual Assistant, so that's vatrainer.com. I also have PayPal options. If they're going for the regular one and not the special, they can actually pay on a monthly basis or a 1x10 weekly basis. So they're paying, you know, once a week for 10 weeks. So I have got it broken down there so that if they can't pay the amount in full in one hit, they can actually pay it off over 3 months or over 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, at the full price, it's excellent value for money, because it works out at just over $50 a week, doesn't it?
And yes. That's right. It's not a massive amount of money,
no.
And I've had a lot of people take up that option.
Well, thanks, Kathy. I think this has given us a really, really good overview of your course. And I'll just finish by reading out a testimonial from your website from someone who's been coached from you in the past.
Okay.
This is from Debbie Corlett, who runs a VA business in Sydney, Australia, and she says, "Kathy has been my unofficial mentor coach since I started my VA business in February 2005, and without her guidance, support and advice, it would have been a real struggle for me. I have 20 years experience as a personal assistant, but nothing really prepared me for the working from home mentality required, as well as the technical and advanced program knowledge that is needed to run a successful business from home. And Kathy has guided me through these issues time and time again. The wealth of information and knowledge that Kathy has is amazing, and whenever I have any problems, I know Kathy is only an email away and is always there for me. Kathy is extremely prompt at replying to my emails, and sometimes I think I'm the only one bombarding her with questions, but I'm sure that there are others. This amazes me even more that Kathy can run her own network, maintain her existing clients, and she has a lot of them, as well as manage and run her own family and household and guide me and other A. Clayton Secretary members. She truly is amazing. I wish Kathy all the success and fulfillment in this new venture she is starting, which is referring to the VA coaching program. Mm. Thank you, Kathy, for everything you have done. And that's just one of several testimonials on your vatrainer.com.
That's right. Yeah, may I add, I actually just met Debbie face-to-face for the very first time this week.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Sydney speaking at an EAPA conference telling them about the VA industry, and Debbie and some of my other Sydney-based team actually met with me afterwards so we could have lunch together. So it was the first time I got to meet her and the others face-to-face, even though we've known each other now for a few years.
Oh, that's excellent.
It was really good.
It's great to meet people face-to-face when you've known them for such a while virtually, and it's especially as you've been coaching her for so long and you've helped her to build her business to where she is today.
That's right, yeah. Yes. No, it's I really enjoy being able to meet them when the opportunity arises, and fortunately I've been able to do a bit of world travel over the past couple of years, and I have mm-hmm. met VAs almost everywhere I've gone.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
So thanks, Kathy, for joining me today. And I'll just remind the listeners about the website. That's anyone who wants to find out more about Kathy's VA Trainer course should visit www.va, that's V for virtual, A for assistant, trainer.com. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Lisa.